We are now going to speak about free software in the public sector. We had a very heated debate here about this subject in Germany since the German Bundestag decided to switch its servers to Linux in 2002. And of course, this debate goes on and on now. More cities are switching, and we have someone here from Munich, and he will explain a little bit about the problems and about the use of free software in a real practical environment. First, I would like to welcome all of our speakers here. On my far right side is one from Argentina. This is Federico Heinz. He lived in Berlin for 8 years, actually, but now he is a co-founder of the Fundación Via Libre in Argentina, and he is also a speaker for the Free Software Foundation, and he is an advisor for several lawmakers in Latin America finding ways to switch to open source. Unfortunately, our other speaker from Latin America, Sergio Amadeu da Silveira from Brazil, he couldn't make it. So I have to tell you that unfortunately we don't have him here speaking about Brazil. But Federico can a little bit go into details also about Brazil and of course about Argentina. Yeah, then I would like to welcome Jens Mühlhaus from Munich. He is with the Bündnis 90 Die Grüne in Munich, and he is one proponent. He was suggesting to make the switch in Munich, and we are very happy to have him here and tell us a little bit about the state of the project since the decision was made about 1 year ago now. To my right also is Mark Bressers. He is a program manager for open standards and open source software with the ICTU Open Source E-Government Center in The Hague. This is a government program, and he will talk a little bit more about standards and policies for migration. And last but not least, we have Veni Markovsky. He is head of the Bulgarian President's Info Technology Advisory Council, and he also is affiliated with ISOC, with the Internet Society in Bulgaria, and also with EDRI, with the European Digital Rights Initiative, and he's also a co-founder of one of the biggest internet providers in Bulgaria. So we have a very mixed panel here, and we will have a wide variety of views. And I would like to start with Mark, because he's going to give us a little bit more standardized program and a more common view about how to make the switch to open source and talking about standards for the open source environment. Mark?